I'm not going to give you Brother Morris's theory. I'm going to go into the book, and I'm going to, you can do whatever you want to with it. But I can assure you that God's coming back. Hallelujah. I was going to sing a little chorus, but I'm not going to do that. I want to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 21. Praise God. Luke chapter 21. Hallelujah. Now, I usually don't read this many scriptures for a text, but I'm going to start reading with verse 25, and I challenge you to follow along with us as we read. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Everybody say, praise the Lord. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. They shall, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things began to come to pass, then look up. Everybody say, look up. And lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake unto them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, and I want you to hear this, he said, this generation shall not pass away until all be fulfilled. He made it plain that the generation that sees these things happen, he said, this generation is not going to pass away until all this is fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, and somebody needs to hear this, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Amen. A lot in those verses of Scripture. Amen. But I read all those this morning for a text. And just simply this morning, just for a little while, I want to talk to us from the subject, it's closer than you think. I know I'm not going to scare nobody because, you know, we're living in a day where technology, amen, they've had all these horror movies like, you know, The Exorcist and Amityville Horror 1 and 2 and 3 and whatever. And y'all know what I'm talking about, amen. Blood, gut, and gores, amen. They just, in its past, you can come to church now and preach hell so hot, you could smell smoke coming up from somewhere, amen. And folks will suck me cleaning their fingernails and counting flies on the wall, amen. But the fact remains, Jesus is coming back. And it's closer than you think. Praise God. Would you look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's closer than you think. In the name of Jesus. And everybody, amen. You may be seated. In Jesus' name. The Pharisees and also the Sadducees came and tempted, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Show us a sign, Lord. Do something, Lord. Show us a sign. He answered and said unto them, when it is an evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. He said, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you can't discern the signs of the time. Isn't it amazing, man, that we have our wise men, the prudent, those that are rich and famous, men that somehow or other, men think that we're idiots and that we're imbeciles and that we have the backbone of a jellyfish and we got to have religion to hold us up. Amen. And they literally mock, amen, people that are trying their best to live for God. And, well, let them mock on. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, let every man be a liar. Let God be true. There's a lot of skeptics in the land. There's a lot of agnostics. There's a lot of Bible debunkers. Somebody asked me about that word one time, said, did you just make that up? And I said, no, that's in the dictionary. Amen. It's folks that don't believe that the Bible is true. They don't believe that the Word of God is right. But, amen, I know the Word of God is right. Jesus repeatedly, not just on one or two occasions, but over and over again, He repeatedly warned His disciples, don't, whatever you do, don't let that day slip up on you. Don't let it take you unaware. Be careful, because that day is going to come. And it's going to come like a snare to the folks in the world, but it don't have to come as a snare to you and I. Amen. Like I've already said, if we took a census this morning, everybody would probably say, oh yeah, I believe He's coming back, but they'll jerk their hand down and say, but I don't believe He's coming back anyway soon. And you probably wouldn't say that out loud, amen, but in here, amen, the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of folks in the church. Do y'all hear me? Jesus Himself said there was 10 virgins, and He said 5 were wise, and the other 5 were what? They were foolish. Why? Because they let their oil get down low, and they got sleepy, and they was asleep. And so I bring you to a generation of people, amen, that have heard it preached upside down, inside out, every which way, amen, there is to be preaching. People somehow or other have become gospel immune, amen. They become calloused and inured, amen, of the fact, amen, that this thing is real and that God is coming back. And I would to God that all of us in this building could be shaken, amen, to the core, amen, to let us realize that we're closer than we've ever been, and we just need to be looking. We need to lift up our heads, and we don't need to be looking down and oh, the economy has just gone haywire, and, amen, and the interest rate is just out of whack, and the recession, and inflation, and all the problems, and oh, it's just, look up, folks, look up, because our redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. I want to preach this morning and tell you that it's closer than any of us in this building will ever know. The Bible is very accurate. It's not a iffy, it's not a happen chance. I'm telling you, the Bible is accurate. Let the church say amen. Did you know that hundreds of years before Jesus was ever born, there was a prophet that prophesied and said that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem? Now the odds of that happening, amen, was just astronomical. But yet, despite all that, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And there's a scripture that said in the book of Zechariah, said that He would come into Jerusalem riding a young foal of an ass where never a man had sat. He said that hundreds of years before Jesus ever made His triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Did you know that there's a scripture in the Old Testament that prophesied that He would be betrayed and He would be sold for 30 pieces of silver? Not 29 or not thereabouts, amen, but exactly 30 pieces of silver. And hundreds of years later, amen, it came to pass just like the Bible said it was. The Bible is accurate. The Bible teaches us in Psalms chapter 22 a long time ago that they would crucify Him and there would not be a bone in His body broken. And it came to pass just exactly like the Word of God said. Amen. In this same chapter that I've just read to you, these numerous verses of scriptures for a text, if you back up and read verse 6, amen, when Jesus walked into the temple there in Jerusalem, and He looked around and He looked at that and He said, I'm going to tell y'all something. He looked around and He said, there's coming a time that not one stone in this temple is going to be left on top of the other. This thing is fixing to be destroyed. And did you know 70 years after Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again, 70 years down the road, there was a Roman army that came into Jerusalem, ransacked that city, took it, destroyed it. And did you know history, amen, teaches us that they literally tore the temple down brick by brick, stone by stone. And that when it all was said and done, there wasn't one stone left on top of the other. Just exactly like Jesus said it was. And so I say all that to let you know that there's some things that have been made very clear that's going to happen pertaining to His coming back just before He comes back. And again, I'm not trying to be ugly and trying to be mean, but all of us believe that He's coming back. But so many believe that not in my lifetime. Amen. But He is coming back. And it is closer than you think. Jesus told in this particular text setting that I said, He said, "Behold the fig tree and all the trees." He said, when they shoot forth their leaves, He said, "You know that in yourselves that summer is nigh." Amen. That's just common sense. But He went on to explain to them, He said, when you see these things, all that I'm talking about began to materialize and happen, He said, know that the end is near. God is at hand. And this generation, when all this starts happening, this generation is not going to pass until it's all been fulfilled. Oh, glory to God. It's quiet in here. I've been watching going toward Conway, and now they're creeping this way. Man, but I want you to understand that when they started working on this freeway, man, they come out there with a survey crew and they put out some little red flags, and it wasn't long after that they had road graders and they had some other things come out there and they was pushing dirt around after a while it looked like it was a mess. It looked like everything was upside down, and then do these guys know what they're doing? But you just keep going by every week or two and kept noticing and kept realizing, man, that what they were doing, they would dig the dirt out and they'd come in with gravel and shale and pack it and they'd put some other stuff on top of it and smooth it all out. And when they start actually completing the project, it all just starts coming together. But there had to be some groundwork before it got to the completed thing. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. I mean, there had to be some groundwork. And so I want to just tell you that there has to be some things that happen that is happening even as I'm speaking. Man, what I would consider the groundwork that's preceding the coming of the Lord. Does anybody believe Jesus is coming back? Amen. He's coming back sooner than you think. Glory to God. As it were in the days of Noah. As it were in the days of Noah. What was they doing in the days of Noah? They was marrying and giving in marriage. They was drinking and boy, they was having a high rolling time. As it were in the days of Noah. He said, that's how it's going to be when Jesus comes back. Glory. Y'all stay with me. As it were in the days of Lot. Lot lived in one of the most wicked, vilest cities, areas, communities, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to tell you something. It was a wicked place. But I'm afraid that this world in which we live, I read in a paper the other day where I think it was the 12th state that has voted, amen, for this same-sex marriage. And I said several years ago, amen, that America crossed some lines. And I believe that I'm not changing that. America has stepped over some lines. But not just America, but it's all these other countries over there. They're doing the same thing. But as it were in the days of Lot, they were building, they were planning, they were buying, they were selling, they were doing all this stuff. We see all that happening. He said that's the way it would be in the coming of the Lord. Amen. But what really, I went back to the book of Genesis chapter 19 and I got to reading this, and where two angels came into the city of Sodom and told Lot, you need to get out of here. Lot, you need to go. Amen. Why? Because God's going to destroy this city. God's going to destroy this wicked city. And so the Bible tells me that Lot went to his son-in-laws. Y'all stay with me. Amen. He went to his son-in-laws and he told them, he said, y'all need to get ready and let's get out of here. Come on, look, we need to go because, and they said, why? He said, because God has sent word, message, that He's going to destroy this place. And this is Bible. Amen. His sons-in-law. They kind of say, all right, you got to be whole lots back. He's lost it. He done got religion now. Amen. He done lost. The Bible says he seemed as one that mocked. So here we are in this generation. I can get up and preach like I'm fixing to preach here in just a minute and tell you some of the things, amen, that are transpiring in our world today. And there'll be some folks, amen, they'll kind of chuckle under their breath. He ain't going to scare me. He ain't going to shake me up. But amen, I know we done come to a generation that's not probably possible anymore. But my God, amen, I wish there was somebody that would get a hold of this and realize that we are closer than we've ever been. And it's closer than you and I even think. Come on, let's get out of here. And they kind of chuckled. They said, man, you're losing it, man. Cool. Be cool. It's going to be all right. Amen. But it wasn't cool, was it? Amen. Because when they got outside the city, and I like to use this this parallel. Amen. Because as it were in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to be. But you got to read the story, amen, because God got Noah and his family and got them in the ark. And he shut the door before the rain ever fell. As it were in the days of Lot, you've got to get this, amen, that God, amen, made sure. He said, Lot, we can't do anything until you get out of here. And so they had to get Lot and his family out of there, praise God, before they could do anything. But after they got out of the city, then the fire and brimstone came down. I had to bring this out, amen, because it'll make sense here in just a minute. I just want to tell you, I'm glad I'm in the church. I'm glad I'm living for God. Amen. I'm not, you don't have to feel sorry for me. You don't have to say, you got to go. I don't got to do nothing. I get to come to church and, amen, I get to live for God. Don't feel sorry for me, amen, because I'm going to tell you something, friend. I got the best. Glory to God. I said, I got the best. Praise God. I'm not living in a mansion down here. I live in a double-wide trailer, but thank God I got a mansion on the other side. Praise God. I don't have much down here, but I got something over there. Amen. And so, as it were in the days of Lot, as it were in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to be. Amen. Of the coming of the Son of Man. Some people don't know this, but in 1943, they built the first programmable computer. Amen. They had computers, but they was nothing more than souped up calculators. Amen, that you just calculate things like numbers. But, amen, they actually built a computer that could be programmed in 1943. And, my, hasn't it really changed? Now they've got these supercomputers that can calculate, amen, trillions, amen, of bits of information per second. Why am I telling this? I'm going to tell you something. They've been working for the last several years on a national ID. A national identification where they can identify every human being on the face of this earth. Lord, have mercy. Amen. We've been reading. We've got articles for years. We've been clipping them and putting them in a folder. Amen. About the Vera chip, the microchip. Amen. About the grain, size of a grain of salt or sand. Amen. And they're implanting it already in animals and dogs and cats over in England. Amen. By I think it's next year that all the pets that you own, amen, you're going to have them implanted with a chip or you're going to be fined with a big, heavy fine. Friend, don't tell me it's not coming because it is coming. But the groundwork is being done. Amen. When they got this programmable computer and it has evolved into these supercomputers where they're using all these computers to keep control. Y'all know Obamacare. We don't know what's in that bill and we don't know what the law says because it was over 1900 something pages and don't nobody know what's in it. We don't know what's in it. But here in the next few months and maybe the year or two and the preceding us, I mean, there's some stuff in that thing is going to pop up and say, hey, it's the law. Amen. There may be something in there that says that every human being has got to take on a national ID. Amen. You've got to be identified. Don't tell me it's not going to happen because it is going to happen because the Bible says in the book of Revelation, there's coming a time when everybody, great and small, will not be able to buy or sell except you have the mark. Not trying to scare nobody. Amen. I'm just telling you, you know that. You know probably as much about all this as I do. But I'm telling you, there's coming, that day is coming. But, and the groundwork is already being laid. Praise God. It's there, church. Go to Walmart. Go to any of the supermarket. Amen. Where you go through the checkout line. Everybody, just about everybody is swiping the card. Amen. Nobody's using card cash anymore. Amen. It's because, amen, we have evolved into a cashless society. Amen. And we're coming where people are identified by numbers. And they're identified, amen, by the swiping of a card. Oh, God, help us to realize that it's closer than we think. The groundwork is already being laid. Glory to God. Does anybody believe that Jesus is coming back? Hallelujah. But let me go one step further. Do you believe He's coming back soon? Praise God. He is coming back. Amen. But there is a sleepiness. There is a casualness. Amen. We just lay back and say, well, I know He's coming, but He's not coming anyway soon. But it's closer than you and I think. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been working on this for a while, so just bear with me. Amen. Listen, church, I really did pray and ask God to direct me this morning. I really did seek God. I'm not just taking advantage of nobody. I'm preaching what I feel like God has laid on my heart. All of us need to take a more earnest heed to the things which we hear. We saw where Jesus said the fig tree. We know that represents Israel. We know that they were scattered to the four corners of the earth, because the Bible says not once, not twice, not three or four times, but literally scores of times the Bible says that God said, I'll scatter them. God said, I'll scatter them. Did y'all hear what I said? God said, I'll scatter them. Amen. They wasn't just scattered. God scattered them. But the Lord gave them a promise. He said, when it comes to the last days, God said, I'm going to gather you back. And God said, I'm going to gather you. Amen. A lot of people think it's just a coincidence. It's just a happen chance. Amen. But those Israelites, amen, started going back to their homeland. And in 1948, they raised the flag and they became a nation. Praise God. But not only did He say He would gather His people back to their homeland and put them back in that promised land, and never, He said, never they'll be plucked up again. Amen. They can talk about all the peace talks they want. They can talk about the Palestinians wanting their little piece of ground over here. They're talking about pushing them out into the Mediterranean Sea, and they can talk about destroying all the Jews because they're a cancer and they need to be eliminated. I'm going to tell you something. The Israelites are there to stay. God put them there and they're there to stay. Write that down. And I want to tell you something else. Amen. Not only is He going to gather Israel back, but the Bible says that God, I can show you numerous scriptures in the Bible, not one or two, amen, but numerous scriptures where God said, I will gather all nations. And so God is gathering all nations. 1917, amen, they started working on, amen, the League of Nations, and all the nations got together and signed a pact, amen. 42 nations signed and ratified a pact, said, we are now the League of Nations. It went for several years. It dissolved, and then the United Nations popped up, and now we have what they call the United Nations. And God said, I'm going to gather all the nations together, and I'm going to put them in a valley. Praise God, and there I'm going to judge them. I want you to know, how can God gather all the nations? I'll tell you why. Because all the nations are going to be represented. Praise God. It's going to come to pass. Did you know there's a scripture said that God is going to gather the fowls of the air? Amen. Do y'all know that? God said, I'm going to speak to the fowls. Come and gather yourself to the great supper of God. You're going to eat the flesh of captains, and you're going to eat the flesh of kings and high men, of horses. He said, I'm going to get. Did you know right now there's a phenomenon taking place over there in Israel? Amen. Right now, amen, they said that there is a bird. It's some kind of vulture or some kind of hawk, amen, that's multiplying. And they said that it's literally becoming a nuisance, that there's literally thousands of these birds. Yes, God gathered Israel. Yes, God is gathering the nations. And yes, God is gathering the fowls of the air. All the groundwork's being labeled. Amen. The ground is being laid. Can't anybody see what's happening? This thing is coming. It's coming. It's coming. Amen. Things are starting to fold. Amen. Things are starting to unfold. This thing is about to wind up. It's closer than you and I think. And Lot's son-in-law, you gotta be kidding me. We're living in America, year 2013. You try. Oh, Lord, have mercy, but it's closer than you think. There's so many things that we could talk about. But when I see God working, God gathering, God putting it together, and it's coming to pass, just like the Word of the Lord said, each step is getting us closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. We are to be excited, church. We are to be excited about what is happening in our world today. We are not hang our heads down. The truth of the matter, we are to lift our heads. Why? Because our redemption draweth nigh. Praise God. Jesus is coming back, and He is coming back for a people that I know it's been preached for hundreds of years. I know, amen, you've heard it so much that you just, this is the way it is. Amen. We sung about it. Oh, we testified about it. We preached about it, but it come to a place where people are just almost, maybe God wanted it to be that way. Maybe there is a calling out of those that's not real. Amen. That's not true blue. But I'm going to tell you something. God does have a people, and He does have a bride, and He does have some people that are actually looking for Him to come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's closer, amen, than anybody in this building thinks. Let the church say amen. I know, amen, that this is something that we've heard so many times. We've heard it, and we've heard it, and it just almost becomes ho-hum. Amen, but my God, amen, when we see all the pieces falling into place, and we see, amen, all this thing coming together like the road construction. Amen, it started out just digging dirt, but after a while, amen, it starts coming together and it starts looking like a highway. Praise God, here we are in the year 2013. Praise God, somebody ought to lift up your head. Somebody ought to be excited because our redemption draweth nigh. Praise God, the signs of the times are happening right in front of Jesus. Said, don't let your heart get overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. Don't get caught up in the world. Amen. And so you're so busy, amen, doing this, and I get you forget about what really happening in the world. Don't let your heart be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Oh, did you hear what I just said? He said, because as a snare, it's going to sneak up on people. It's going to come. It's going to happen in an hour, in a day that you didn't think not. Oh, hell, God help America. Amen. God help our world. God help the church. Amen. We need to shake one another. We need to say, wake up, man. Wake up, sister. My God, the Lord is coming back. He's coming back. The Lord is coming back, and it's closer than you think. He said, don't let it sneak up on you. I've warned you over and over again. Jesus warned them over. Don't let it sneak up on you, Brother Kyle. Don't let it come as a snare. Don't let him come and catch you sleeping and nodding. Amen. And thinking, well, the Lord delayeth his coming. He's not. He's coming. I know that. But I don't think he's coming back anyway soon. Sir, if somehow or other, if we could just open our eyes and look at the pieces falling in together and see that the groundwork has already been laid and we're on the brink of the coming of the Lord. Why would I want to get up and hammer and preach about the mark of the beast? Why would I want to say anything about the battle of Armageddon? Why would I want to say anything about, amen, the wars that's going to happen in this land? I'll tell you. But I'm telling you this morning, amen, as it were in the days of Noah, as it were in the days of Lot, God got His people out before the tribulation came. God got His people out before the hell just seemed like it was poured out. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Praise God. And this is why I'm telling you, amen, and telling you about the mark of the beast. I don't want to be here when the mark of the beast is implemented and they line you up and say, you'll either take the mark or you'll die. Amen. You'll take the mark or you can't buy or sell. Amen. And listen, there are people that preach that we're going through every bit of that. But if you read the Bible, when they are in the battle of Armageddon, And all the armies of the world are gathered against Israel. And there is a slaughter when the scripture teaches that blood is going to be to the horse's bridle. Amen. That's letting me know it's going to be a bloodbath. Amen. 2 billion plus, amen, of mankind. Y'all can't comprehend it. There's going to be over 2 billion people that's going to die, amen, during this era. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's going to be a bloodbath. But my God, amen, but when it looks like Israel is going to be annihilated, it looks like Israel is going to be wiped off, amen, something's going to happen, because Jesus is going to get on a white horse, praise God, and He's going to saddle up, and praise God, there's going to be some folks with Him, and they're going to have white garments on, and you know who those people in the white garments are? They are those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. And when He comes back, amen, and steps down in the city of Jerusalem, when He steps down into that city, the people that's with Him is the church. So I tell you, glory to God. Hallelujah. There was a time we didn't need them. Glory to God. Brother Bill, Jesus is going to catch His church out of here. And He didn't leave us clueless. He didn't leave us without warning. He said, look, when you see this stuff happening, know that this generation is not going to pass away until all this is fulfilled. Are you with me? One man talked about, he was talking about the foolishness of preaching. And he said the reason he thought they called it foolishness of preaching, you got to beg people not to go to hell. Please don't go to hell. What kind of nonsense is that? Well, we shouldn't have to have somebody to plead with us. We shouldn't have to have somebody grab by the arm and say, come on, man, live for God. And we don't want to pull back and just say, they seem like one that's mocking. Amen. I don't know if I believe all that. No, I know He's coming back, but He's not coming back anyway soon. You better shake that spirit. You better say, Satan, get away from me. Amen. Because I'm not going to be deceived. I don't want that day to take me unaware. Oh, glory. I've been in the church for about 38, 39 years, I'm about through. And I've seen such a drastic change in the attitude of people. Used to, you could get up and just preach about the blood, preach about the nail prints in His hand, preach about the suffering of Christ, and people would start crying, and people would go to the altar, and they'd fall in love with Jesus. And now you can just preach it. And all these things are happening right in front of our eyes. Just, man, the groundwork is being done. It's getting ready. And people just sit and yawn. They'll look at their watch and say, when's He going to get through? Well, maybe you're getting your wish now. Maybe I'm closing my Bible. Amen. It's closer than we think. God help us. God help us to shake ourselves, to understand and to realize that it's closer than we think. There is a complacency that has overcome our country and our world that says, you know, what's the big deal? What's the rush? Why? But I'm telling you, man, if there ever was a time that we need to lift up our heads, look up, lift up your heads, because our redemption draweth nigh. I don't know how much plainer I can make it, amen, because the groundwork has been being done for... It's amazing to me to see God orchestrating, amen, gathering nations, gathering Israel, gathering the fowls. Man, everything is just kind of falling right into place, just like the Bible says it was. Y'all agreed with me when it said He prophesied that He would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, that He would come riding in Jerusalem on a young foal of an ass. Said it hundreds and hundreds of years before it ever came to pass. And it came to pass just like it said. But now I'm trying to tell you that it says that Jesus Christ is coming back. Praise God. And we say, oh, I know that preacher. I know it. I just don't believe He's coming back in my lifetime. But He is coming back. And it's a whole lot closer than we think. Church, I encourage you, I admonish you to lift up your heads. Amen. Because our redemption draweth nigh. Praise God. And then the mockers and the gainsayers and all the Bible debunkers. all the agnostics and skeptics, they can just do whatever they want to do. Because it's going to be hell on earth, is what it's going to be. Because when God calls the church out of here, and I believe it could be any day now, I'm going to say this and I'll just get out of the way. We know that 70 years is a generation. A man's days are 70. Amen. A generation is 70 years. My. 1948, Israel became a nation. The fig tree started putting its leaves. And Jesus said, when you see that happening, this generation, he said, this generation is not going to pass until all this is fulfilled. And so, I leave this with you, praise God. 70, if you add 70 to year 2048, it comes up to year 2018. I just thought of something. Brother Bill, they told me that this construction out here, amen, they're going to be working on it to the year 2018. Amen. That don't probably got anything to do with what I mean. Amen. But isn't it amazing? Amen. They said it'd be working on it to 2000. The groundwork is being done. The road is being laid. Praise God. And it'll all come together. Praise God. Because those guys are a whole lot smarter than I am when it pertains to that. But think about it. This generation will not pass year 2018. Except those days be shortened. And I believe that we're living in shortened times right now. I believe that Jesus is coming back. I just wished everybody could get so excited about it. And everybody could just get ready. And everybody could stay ready. And praise God, we could stay fired up, prayed up, pumped up. And everybody sleep, keep looking up. Glory to God. Everybody shout, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's closer than you think. Let's all stand together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Let's lift our hands. Let's lift our hands. Let's lift our voices. Let's lift our hearts.
He's coming back.
Oh, I believe
like
he's coming back.
He
hallelujah.
Singing glory. Hallelujah. Bless his name and lift him up. Praise God. He's coming back again.
Oh, he's coming back
again. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Bless his name and lift him up. Praise God, he's coming back again.